This is the Linda Steele Show on demand. Subscribe now on iTunes and listen weekdays 2 to 6 on 980 CKNW and on the Radio Player Canada app.
You know, I think that I'm still missing a T4. We cannot get our taxes in to our accountant because we don't have all the paperwork yet. And it's so simple, frankly. It's not that complicated. Like back in the day when I used to do media consulting and you had sort of separate expenses and it was always a big hassle to pull it all together. And taxes used to stress me out. Now I get someone else to do it and it still stresses me out. And if you're feeling a little bit like me, well, you know what? April the 30th is a deadline for most of us to file a personal tax return. And even if it's stressful and intimidating, especially if you're like, oh, geez, I owe the government money, we have an expert now who's going to help give you some advice to help take some stress out of the process. Blair Manton is a licensed insolvency trustee with Sands & Associates. Thanks for your time today, Blair.
Oh, thanks for having me, Linda.
You've got some tips here, some expert tips. And the first one, you're taking a cue from Nike and just do it.
Yeah, you know, you've just got to file your taxes. There's no two ways about it. If you can believe it, it's actually worse in CRA's mind if you're not a compliant taxpayer than to actually owe them money. So they'd rather that you file the return, even if it's bad news. It's actually more of a crime to not file a return than to owe them money. So definitely file the return every year. And it's also important because you may be missing out on some government benefits that you might not even know about. I had a single mom in my office a couple weeks ago who hadn't filed taxes for about 6 years. She had no idea she was entitled to Canada Child Benefit. She's going to get back more than $10,000.
Whoa!
Totally unexpected. It changes her world there just from filing the taxes.
Did she jump up and give you a big hug?
Pretty well, yeah.
No kidding, right? That's fabulous. Just let me ask you quickly, what if you haven't filed a couple of times? You think, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. I mean, do they ever come at you? What about the people who just never file?
Well, by worst case, and I've seen this, is eventually they will threaten you with arrest. I've seen people go 10 years, even 15 years, and eventually, CRA will say, you've got to get this done or else, I've never seen somebody go to jail, but they will threaten that. Even if you don't have your tax information, things have really advanced a lot in the past few years. If you've worked for an employer, CRA is going to have a copy of that T4, and you can easily get online access, see all the slips that are already on the system. It doesn't have to be as onerous as it was years ago when you got to, sort through all your papers. A lot of it, they're going to have a record of it online for you already.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like a mountain too high to climb. But it is confusing, too, with the different deadlines. Even my husband was saying the other day, do we have until the end of March or the end of April to file?
Yeah, and there's a bunch of deadlines. You've got your RRSP deadline, which obviously already passed, and then you've got your filing deadline and your payment deadline. And if you're an employee, someone that gets a T4 and your employer pays your taxes, April 30th is the magic day. You've got to file, and you've got to pay by that day any balance that's owing. And if you don't pay, even if you're a day late, they hit you immediately with a 5% interest charge and then 1% per month on the balance. That can be significant. But if you're self-employed, it's actually even tougher. And self-employed people have such a tough time. They've essentially got to be their own accountant or get professional advice and all of that. But they've got to pay their taxes by April 30th, even though the return's not due until June 15th. So they've got to estimate their tax liability, make a payment, and you better hope the payment's not too low or you'll be hit with some interest charges.
That doesn't seem fair.
No, it doesn't.
There you go. Okay, what about when you owe? What are the options?
Well, you've got to understand that if you owe money to the government, you've got to face it head on because they've got more tactics at their disposal than just about anybody else. If you owe a consumer debt, maybe you dispute it or not, they've got to take a bunch of steps before they can really impact you. They've got to hire a lawyer, sue you, go to court, and then they can come and try to take your wages or register on title to your house. CRA doesn't have to do any of those things. If you owe them money, and they're not going to start right away with taking your wages, but if you ignore the problem, they can go to your employer, take up to 30%, they can register on title to your house. But if you face it head on, one great option that people don't always think about is a consumer proposal, and that's available through a licensed insolvency trustee. Usually we can help people pay back about a third of the debt with no interest, no charges, no one else, registers on title to their house or takes their wages. So that could be just a godsend if you've got a big tax bill that you just can't pay.
Wow, let me stop you there. So you can negotiate where you only have to pay a third of it?
Yeah, it's all, every situation is different. And if you've got the ability to pay 100%, you know, if you've got the house in West Van worth millions and no mortgage, you've got to pay your taxes. But if you're somebody with no assets who's, you know, just struggling to get by and you've got a big tax bill, what we do is we sit down and we say, if this person were to file for bankruptcy, it's likely no one's going to get anything here. So let's offer a proposal for what the person can afford. And quite often, 30% of the debt is a pretty reasonable settlement. So the person makes payments on a reduced amount over a period of up to 5 years, and they deal with their problem without a bankruptcy.
Now, that would be something you'd have to go to an expert to do, right? I mean, I can't imagine the average person trying to negotiate anything with CRA.
No, you'd be wasting your time. And it's a good, very good question, Linda, because the person on the other end of the line has zero discretion. They can never make a deal on the amount, the principal of taxes that are owed. You know, maybe they'd compromise on penalties and interest, but that's very rare. The only way you can make a deal is through a licensed insolvency trustee doing a consumer proposal, because it's all court-supervised. It's federal government legislation. You really need the heavy hitters to force CRA to make a deal.
Do you think that the forms these days are simple enough for the average person to just do it themselves?
Absolutely, Linda. If you're not self-employed, I think it's very straightforward for someone to do their own taxes. You know, especially if you're low income. I was just researching the last few days. You could do it by phone, if you can believe it.
What?
The government set up something. You know, if you're under $20,000 of income, you can phone and answer a few questions. If there's no changes, you've been on pension or maybe social assistance. You know, it's that simple. What I do with my family is, you know, we go and buy tax software, and for the five of us, we do it all for about $30. You know, rather than each of us paying $100, $150 to an accountant, it's literally about 10 or 15 minutes work. If you've got a couple T4s, maybe some charitable donation receipts, it's really not difficult, and the software will just walk you through every step.
However, I suppose, like you said, that it sort of maybe is a good idea every now and again to have an expert have a look and say, oh, hey, did you know that you're not taking advantage of this, like that woman who was getting back 10 grand?
Oh, yeah, and no, that's just, you got to file and you'll get that back. But absolutely, if you've got anything outside of the ordinary, maybe there's a disability tax credit, you know, maybe there's some different things going on with support or maintenance obligations, or if you're self-employed, I would encourage you, don't do it yourself, get the professionals to help you, because the number of self-employed folks that I see where they went into business and they were great at their day job, but they're not accountants, they're not bookkeepers, and if you don't get the right expertise, it will catch up with you after a few years.
Wow. So let me just end by asking you this. What is it about tax time that turns us all into a big pool of stress?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the fear of the unknown. You know, we're so scared to make a mistake, and we don't know what we don't know unless you're a tax expert. You know, you think there's all this complexity behind, and you think if you make a mistake, the government's going to be at your door the next day carting you off. So, you know, it's never going to happen that way. If you make a mistake, CRA is usually going to correct the mistake for you and be pretty nice about it, if you can believe it. But, you know, a lot of people, there's just a psychological aversion to the tax, the stress of taxes. So, yeah, it's something that hopefully we can get over little by little each year as it gets a bit easier.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for the tax tips, Blair.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That is Blair Manton, licensed insolvency trustee with Sands & Associates.